This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Folks listening all around the country, all around the world, thank you very much. Most people are questioning what to make for the big game. What are you going to struggle with?
Dips.
Do you have
dips and chips?
Party? Really? Hummus? How about that?
Hummus, guac, salsa.
Did we talk about
Wegmans yesterday? The hummus recall?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right, so don't buy your hummus from Wegmans. Other than that, what are the best snacks for the game? Do you have a recipe that you share, people in your family, your friends, something? Maybe we should ask people what they're doing. Maybe our social media could, as usual, perform a public service,
recipe,
right?
Swap.
Uh-huh. Let's do it.
Swap is always fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel best like food are best. Anything that
best
you can
drink.
Grab and go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you make it yourself or is that what you do? You grab it, you buy potato chips and Doritos and all that other stuff and just have that around, or do you make something special? I guess it depends on your devotion.
Yeah, both.
Right?
Yeah.
Like anything
else. Do whichever you want. You can buy some things or you can make them if you want to do some dips or there are the different, what are they called? You can use any kind of protein, but you mix it with some, like, cheese and other things, and then you put it on, like, a little pumpernickel small toast thingy, and then you put them in the oven, and, like, those are kind of grab-and-go. You don't necessarily eat them with a fork and knife, or what are the other ones? The popular ones, pigs in a blanket, those little mini hot dogs that you wrap in crescent rolls.
All right, so there's this. I need to have our space allotted properly. So between now and the weekend, we're going to suggest various things, recipes, ideas that we can share. You can share them with us. We'll give you the facility. All our social media handles, Facebook, Instagram, and X at Good Day Network. So share. Certainly Jay will be the arbiter. She'll give you the space to do it. And that'll be till this weekend. Then we have until, we have a week. Then we have a week after the Super Bowl game. We only have three or 4 days for the best Valentine's Day gifts. So is that something we should be on to now? Should we be sharing our space? Give people ideas that are, again, this is the public service side of things. We'll give you space to share Valentine's gift ideas. What do you have? And the most boring thing are chocolates and flowers. Boo! Good Lord.
Well, know your person. Maybe a person really likes flowers or really likes chocolates. Like, I have a friend who, she wants a beautiful bouquet of flowers for any event, whether it's her birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas, Easter, blah, 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 all this stuff. And her husband feels the same way. Like, that's so boring. Let me get you something else. So she's like, well, I'm getting flowers whether you buy them for me or not. And there have been a couple of times she has gone out and bought her own flowers because that is the one thing she truly wants, even though he's bought like other great things.
I'm dropping a couple of ideas, like a small mirror that the lady in your life, most of the ideas anyway, are for women. Come on, you all know.
Mirror. We all have phones. If you need a mirror, just turn on the front facing camera of your phone.
Huh,
no, mirrors, no. Let's do better.
Really? Huh.
shot that one down. What you got
thanks
next?
A lot. That's our number one. Blah, 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 boom, boom. Okay. Well, let me try this one. How about a modern mixtape of all of your favorite tunes that you can plug into your device?
Oh, that's like the old sweet.
iPods. Is that a good idea?
That is so cute. Well, because I grew up in the mixtape era, where making mixtapes for each other, that was something special. Yeah, that's retro. Bring that back. That's a good gift.
Okay. There we go. How about a really nice necklace? I think necklaces are not as emphatic. Is that a good word? Maybe a word up there, maybe. As emphasized as they are, I think necklaces are very sexy. And I think they can be... with the right intention and knowing who you're buying it for.
That's not, it's a beautiful meaning, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay? I do that. Let's see. How about a bag? Nah, I don't know. I'm looking at it.
Like a handbag?
No.
Some of the designer ones?
Yes, maybe.
Those
yeah,
are good gifts.
Think?
It's, I think are it they? All comes down to the recipient of the gift and what it is that they value. Some value designer kind
okay.
of stuff. Some value the thoughtful things. Some want experiences, nothing that they can
yeah,
handle,
right.
nothing tangible.
Yes, experience. Yep. All right, but let me modify the necklace and make it a locket with your picture and your sweetheart's picture in the locket. How about that for an idea?
That's retro, too. So sweet.
Yeah. Well, listen, I am Mr. Retro. you haven't noticed that, right?
I like take her out. These are all better than a mirror.
Really, you don't like the mirror? Okay. How about a really, jammies that are kind of cool. Right? Something that's
comfortable, really nice PJs. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember this, and this is something, I'm going into the danger zone now. The people who knew me and knew when Meredith was in my life, what it was all about, she got me personalized M&Ms for Valentine, had her name and my name on the M&Ms. We had jars and jars of it. I didn't even know you could do that, but you can. You can go to a candy store, or you can go to, I don't know, go to M&M's somehow.
You can order online and even get, like, a picture on it, your face on it.
Yeah. On an M&M? Really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting. James, can you imagine your face on an M&M? James Collins in our main studio in Dallas. What do you think?
If she
your
eats
picture?
It, what do I say? What do I say if she eats my face?
Listen,
you start playing Maneater by Hall & Oates.
That's yeah, right. That's your problem, pal. Whatever it is. Anyway, I just thought we'd come up with a few ideas here. Necklaces, bracelets, that sort of thing. Maybe there's...
Something pretty.
I think... One of the things that I did once, you're going to really laugh about this. I had underwear made for his and her underwear. Isn't that silly?
Wow.
I love that. That is awesome. That is silly in the best way possible, though.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff should be silly, frankly. Uh-huh. Everybody should kind of laugh about it when they get it. Oh, look at this. Yeah. It's kind of grown up, but it's an idea.
Yeah,
right?
But it's cute because it's not the typical, like, oh, he got me lingerie or something like that. Like, you got his and hers undies. Like, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah, right. All right, anyway, so a few ideas that we can share. Now, here, speaking of ideas, Target thought they were doing a good thing. They made some magnets for Black History Month that had a lot of black leaders on them. Some of the, you know, like Carter Woodson and Booker T. Washington. But they put the... this is another management thing. They misidentified them. So the picture of Booker T. Washington actually had W.E.B. Du Bois on it. And, you know, the other... They just made a mess of it. And so now they pulled all the magnet kits in their stores. But this went... You know, history teachers went online... go into the thing, and they know what they look like, and they're wrong. So they have
but
now
pulled
them
on. But think about how many people this had to go through to approve it to get it in the stores.
Yeah, right. Who's
like, was
watching
nobody
the...
paying attention?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to the NASA website for today and see what's new there. They have now Super Earth. They found a planet that they think is habitable. And so plan your trip now. It's only 137 light years away. Right? You ready? All set?
If it's habitable, then there must be life already on it.
Yeah. What kind of life? And how are they figuring? How do they know? It's this far away. How in the world do they know that there's life on this planet? But I don't know. They got it. You go to NASA/habitable zone. I think that's where you can find it. Or a new planet or super Earth. I think that's probably at NASA/super Earth. And the whole idea of having a planet like ours in a solar system like ours, in a galaxy like ours. I'm not even sure it's, you know, I don't think it's in our galaxy. I'm trying to find that out here by looking around and messing around. I don't think, this was, by the way, scrutinized by the James Webb Space Telescope, the new one that's up there, finding us so many different things. And the monthly notice of the Royal Astronomical Society in England came up with the underscore for this. It was in the NASA, it's in like in the NASA wheelhouse, but all of these things that we're finding beyond our solar system are pretty damned amazing. It really is. That's just. And then we have the mundane. James, we got time for this? Yeah, we got about a minute. Pablo Escobar and his cocaine hippos. Have you heard this? These are real hippos that they've addicted to cocaine, and now they're starting to attack people. This is pretty doggone dangerous. 170 hippos roaming around Colombia, and the locals have been attempting to mitigate the issues surrounding these guys.
They're
multiplying. And so they're not. This is very dangerous, I would think. Students and parents at a school. They were attacked by one of them.
From the school.
Right. Yeah. And so there are others that are around. Who in the world? I mean, this is a typical Escobar thing, I suppose. We're going to get hippopotami to be addicted to cocaine.
Well,
and then let's see what happens.
Right?
Yeah. I think they were, as a matter of fact. How the. Oy. All right. Let's drop that one and move on. 18 after the hour.
Hear that? The sound of water being poured on 800-degree rocks. If you were here in this sauna, you'd be so hot you wouldn't have the energy to move. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. Besides, after a long ride, a helmet sweat is way more satisfying. So if you ride, switch to Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer, without even breaking a sweat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us, with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or a full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
Warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Mm-hmm.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Good news. Toby Keith is the number one on the trending list after, well, actually he's number two. Prince Charles is number one. Number two is Toby Keith, who passed away at the age of 62, some kind of cancer. Man, I'll tell you, cancer is so dangerous, so everywhere. You really got to know what's going on in your body. So anyway, there is a lot to be said about him. The CDs, the music that he's done over his life. I'm sure there'll be a moment of silence for him at the Grand Ole Opry. So what else do we say about him other than that he was popular and seemed like a good guy?
He was very vocal. Yeah, he was very vocal about his stomach cancer journey and urging people to listen to their bodies and go get tested, go get checked out, because stomach cancer, especially, it's one of those cancers of the many that presents as symptoms of some other illness, and typically if you find it early enough, it can be fine, but if not, which normally it's not, and he revealed in the summer of 2022 that he had been diagnosed the previous fall. He continued to speak on the roller coaster that was his treatment, saying that sometimes you go from 0 to 60, other times you go from 60 to 0. There's ups and downs, and his family said that he died with all the family beside at his bedside, and that he fought his fight all the way until the end with continued grace and courage, which that sounds about right for Toby Keith.
Would you say, I see something here describing him as neo traditional country singer, a new traditionalist, if you will. He did very well. His concert appearance, he made a lot of money.
Fantastic. Yeah, he put on a good show. His music was catchy. He had that kind of like the new stuff, but also that sing-songy talking way of some of his songs. He could sing, absolutely, but then he also did that talking style that Johnny Cash was so well known for, and this is definitely not just a loss to the country community, but Earth is a little bit more dim without his light.
Well, and again, you got to really figure out what's going on in your body and keep it top of mind, frankly. So we have Lisa. I'm looking at some of the other names on the trending list here. King Charles, the cancer that he's got. And He's got to be careful.
Well, yesterday they haven't announced what kind of cancer it is, what stage it is.
I'm thinking it's bad. I'm thinking it's bad. I don't think this is good. I think the way it's being handled gives you some insight. I hope I'm wrong.
And what they're talking about regarding it. Yeah, that he personally told him, all of his close friends, family, himself, Prince Harry was flying out to see him, to be with him, and he has canceled all of his engagements to solely focus on treatment.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think if I can use the term cancer to refer to some of the social media, because they're like cancer. The folks at Facebook were all around crowing this week because it's the 20th anniversary of the founding of Facebook. So how does this... They have 3 billion users, right? 3 billion users on Facebook. The only thing that's bigger than Facebook is Al Jazeera. Did you know that? Number of people, who follow... So here we have, that's just because of the number of people that are, from that neck of the woods, from that area of the world. But as it got started in 2004, broadband was replacing what basically was dial-up internet at the time, remember? And the screens that gained popularity, this was the way you suck them in. Mark Zuckerberg is 39 years old this week. He was 19 when he stole the idea from the twins in school, right? I don't understand.
It wasn't really a public thing. You had to be associated with a company or a college.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
Good day.
Hello, my name is Graham Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people.
I'm sorry. I laugh. That woman, Clara Peller was her name, and most people who now have heard that commercial, who've been around, remember her driving around in the car, and the hats that they were wearing. It was just silly, and pretty funny, and certainly got our attention. Everybody knows. Now, it's one of the great campaigns of advertising history. Where's the beef? Everybody knows it's associated with Wendy's. Where's the beef? So good for them. Note of interest for those of you who pay attention to the did you know or do you what is it? How do I say it? Do you know? Did you know? No, it's did you know or do you care? Back. Okay. Did you know that the Leaning Tower of Pisa was never straight to begin with? How about that? There's a mind blower. Never. It was built crooked. It went up. This is something that was. The foundations were laid in 1173, but they stopped. The builders reached the fourth floor in 1178, and because it was leaning then, it was on. They built it on muddy soil, and the land so it was too soft, so it settled unevenly under the weight of the tower. And there was a war going on. This is a city-state era in that, Sparta, various city-states didn't have countries. They had city-states, and they were all at war with each other. And so they went back to finish building it in 1272. It was tipped at a two-degree angle then, and they compacted the ground around it so that the work could continue. And they would, they were going to try to fix it to compensate for the lean. The floors were built inside the building smaller, so they have it leans and then there's sort of a curve to it and it goes straight. And this is quite an engineering thing when you think back to the era that we're talking about here.
Uh-huh.
This is, they put a bell chamber in 1360, so the tower was leaning more then. But it was, they thought it was safe, and it obviously is because it's still standing, right? How many years ago we're talking about 1,000 years, basically.
It's nicely.
Yeah, right, exactly. It is cool. So there are 251 steps. You can climb them in the Leaning Tower of Pisa. And this is, again, let's see, if it was opened in 1343. So you do the math. There are 5 million people that go to see this Leaning Tower every year. Actually, it's not the only place. It's the most famous one, but there are a couple of Leaning Towers in Italy, in Bologna, that were built.
One recently shut down because it's starting to lean a little bit too much and does pose the risk. Right. It was a popular tourist spot, but it poses a risk now.
It was. Yep. All right, so there's that file that we've taken care of. I want to think for a moment about what's going on in the Middle East. I would like to discuss or have some kind of dialogue. Geopolitics was always something I was very interested in. I was a political science major when I was in school and a speech major. And I found that understanding what was going on around the world, even though I didn't know at the time I was going to be a radio talk person, I started when I was in college as a disc jockey, and I held those positions until the mid-70s when I started doing talk, and I haven't done any music since then. But I found that my interest in the Middle East, the prof that I had, his name was Muhi Hatour. He was a prof at Heidelberg College. I took every course he ever offered. Most fascinating guy. He was the son of a tribal chief from Iraq, and he married a he was a devout Muslim, and he married, there were no Muslims in Tiffin, Ohio, I'll tell you that, other than him. He married a Southern Baptist. She was the craziest woman I've ever met in my life. How the two of them ever existed together was beyond at the time. It was great conversation on the campus of Heidelberg. How this guy married this woman. He met her, and he went to school at Northwestern. He met her there. And so, anyway, they had kids that were all over the kids used to ride their bikes all over the street. It was really, I've thought about this for years and years and years. Fun stuff. Anyway, back to geopolitics and what's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians and what's going on in the Gaza Strip with the Palestinians and the Israelis. And so there are people that are shuttling by. The reason I'm telling you the story is because we don't know behind the scenes what's going on, but there's a lot going on. There are people who are basically international lawyers. There are people who are they work behind the scenes when there are all of these things going on. We never know them. They're nameless and faceless, but yet they're working with Ukrainian leaders to try to, you know, figure out what to do. How do we negotiate? They go the behind the scenes. The same people that are talking to the Russian leaders as they're talking to the Ukrainian leaders try to figure this out. Same thing's going on with the same sort of people that you never know, faceless, nameless people that are diplomats, in essence, and they're going behind the scenes to try to straighten out the situation in the Middle East. And so we don't, you know, I just thought it was interesting, and most people don't know that these sorts of things are going on. So if you didn't know, now you know. It was basically the rest of the story. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Big bust, heroin bust, 1.4 metric tons of liquid heroin. How much do you have to shoot up to kill yourself is probably the question. 370 gallons of the stuff. How do you even make, I don't even know. I'm going to ask this because I don't know. How do you make heroin? Where does it come from? It's grown from a poppy seed, right? Isn't that where heroin starts?
And
somehow liquefy it?
The poppy seed is for something. I can't recall what. Because isn't that the whole scene in Wizard of Oz where they run through the poppy fields and they all get sleepy? Yeah. And I think that if you eat enough like lemon poppy seed muffins or whatever, you can falsely test for a drug in your system.
Really?
Or is that
poppy seeds? Oh, I don't know.
So
sounds incredible to me.
Yeah, it's not actually like making you higher or whatever, but it's like a false test or a false
result,
I should say.
This is another. Oregon has been in the news a lot lately. So this bust took place toward the end of last week. And so it's making national conversation because a lot of people don't even know what liquid heroin is. The powdered substance, yeah. So I'm guessing that it comes from. Heroin is found in the seed of the poppy plant, and it grows in Colombia and Mexico, and that's, yeah, exactly, and then Asia, where they use opium a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You ingest it as a powder often, but then now there are ways to mix it, make a liquid out of it, and so that's what the big problem is, and... You just, as I figured, I'm looking it up here, what the recipe is. It's basically powdered heroin that's dissolved in water. And then they heat it up. They cook, you see the test tube.
So with a spoon or something.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Yep. Anyway, you get on this stuff. Oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
These people should be shot. The people that come up with this stuff. Shot. How many people's lives have been ruined by this?
It's a real addiction. And a lot of times people aren't starting with just the hard stuff like this. It starts somewhere else. And prescribed. Mm-hmm.
It suppresses your immune system, slows down your heartbeat and your respiratory functions, and causes liver and kidney damage. Most people who are hooked on it get these cancers. And it certainly makes you crazy.
Die from an overdose. It's because they've. It's more so often a relapse. They've sought recovery. There's always going to be a fight that they have to focus on. But it's a battle they will always fight. But then a lot of times when people fall off that wagon, they will use the same amount that they did at the heights of their addiction.
Yeah. So here we have it. This is how sick some of these people are. In Colombia, they mix it with cough syrup. They mix it with Coca-Cola. They mix it with candy, alcohol, and antihistamines.
Whew. Well,
antihistamine.
Codeine comes from opium. And that, doctor prescribed cough syrups with codeine in it all the time.
Yeah.
All of the time.
So apparently, the authorities in Oregon got word that there was a truck loaded with heroin that was on its way from Mexico into, we have the open borders again. You wonder, sometimes you watch some of these TV programs and it looks like pretty sophomoric stuff. Well, we're going to hide it in a box full of gloves, or something, whatever the heck they do. And they stopped this truck, put the dogs in it. They found 8 barrels, 370 gallons of liquid heroin, and a couple of guns. This is an astronomical amount. They hid it in a truck that had barrels full of other stuff. So you put it in the front. Who's going to test all the barrels? Now we just test this one. And it turns out to be antifreeze or something. Who knows? Anyway, 4 people were arrested, all coming across the border illegally. Mexican-based drug trafficking rings are all over the place. And so here we go. And for the ride of your life, all these people, I'm looking at the pictures of there were these plastic barrels. I'm looking at the label. I'm trying to see what it says on the label, what they tried to get it. And they wouldn't have been able to get it if it wasn't for the sniffing dogs. They were the ones that smelled it out. Check these. There's another truck that was loaded with liquid fentanyl. And that's another... man, the world's nuts. But who'd want to, you want to kill yourself? You got to be nuts. A collection of sneakers that belonged to Michael Jordan when he was with the Chicago Bulls when they were winning their championship sold at auction $8 million for 6 pairs of shoes. Imagine how they smelled, much as anything else, right? But you spent $8 million for a 6 pair of smelly shoes.
Weren't they only worn once?
Yeah, I think so. Man, people are crazy. 48 after the hour.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Doctor, is there a doctor in the house? Yes, there are. Actually, there's two doctors in this house. A Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Cronenhouse is one of them, and Jack Stockwell is the other one. His website, Forbidden Doctor, say it again, Doug, ForbiddenDoctor.com, has helped so many people because there's so much stuff there and so much information. As the podcast at GoodDayHealth.com and the radio shows that you can hear every weekend around the country, GoodDayHealthShow.com, there is something about Jack and something about his message and something about his treatment. Actually, last week I was interested in the statement made by the dean of a medical school about people over 50, chronic health problems, counterfeit foods, that sort of stuff, and how people just kind of ignore that stuff these days, right? I mean, this is everybody knows, that's got any common sense, that preservatives in food are bad for you, bad for your gut, bad for just, you know, you name it. And but people ignore that because they'll, as my friend the supermarket guru Phil Lempert says, if it tastes good, they're going to eat it. And so that's what you're confronted with, that message.
Well, that's about it. And the chemical array that's put into these foods anymore really tease the brain with certain kind of excitotoxins that you just wolf this stuff down when it's leading to an early death, and you never give it a second thought.
I'm thinking that Prince Charles has a serious cancer. Not Prince, the King. King Charles.
The King. I heard about that.
Yeah. I think he's got a serious problem. Because when you go in, when you have a prostate exam, normally you've had them, I've had them, most men, they have any common sense, they're having their prostates examined after they're 50, and so you keep track of what's going on. And sometimes people don't, and it leads to, I'm betting that Charles didn't, for whatever the reason, that you'd think that the royal family would be really up on their health, like the President of the United States, right? Supposed to be
well, they're surrounded with all forms of health care officials and practitioners.
Yeah, right.
Medical, homeopathy, chiropractic, nutritional people, herbalists. They have the Royal Assembly that does the same thing. I don't know that the White House has anything outside of medicine, but the royal family has everything.
Everything, right. They believe much more in alternative medicine in England than we do here, at least officially, although more people spend more money seeing people like you, the practitioners of healthy health, but, you know, not the people who treat you after you get sick, the people who take care of you before you get sick.
Yeah.
So here comes a warning from Jack about vegetable oils and how toxic they are. Will you go through the list? And
yeah,
let's give, this is a reminder for people. This is something that's public knowledge, but not enough people remember it or are reminded how bad all of these oils are for you.
Well, it is. I've for years have told my patients, try to cut back on sugar, cut back on sugar. Now I've got to throw in vegetable oils because of the research that's coming out. Sunflower, soybean, cottonseed, safflower, corn, rice bran, grapeseed, and canola, but primarily soybean and canola. Almost anything you buy, packaged, canned, or bottled, is going to have one of these kinds of oils in it in the grocery store.
So why don't they use the good
oils? They're not
oils.
Well, because they're too expensive. They're too expensive.
Right.
The good oils, extra virgin, coconut, palm oil, peanut oil, and all the animal oils, they have a tendency to go bad, to go rancid. So what you want to do is to put in something that looks oily, that feels oily, that's not a food anymore. It's actually a toxic poison, and they last, and they use them in restaurants because they have no flavor, so that whatever the chef is putting together can come through in the flavor of that fried food. And these things are extremely dangerous, and we now know that vegetable oils can increase cardiovascular death risk by over 700%. They're connected with cancer, they're connected with death. And they're just unnaturally extracted. They're unnaturally
processed. So why don't we have them? Why don't we allow them to be sold? Why doesn't the government? It's always watching every move we make as our second fathers and mothers. Why do they allow these things to be sold? Would be a good question, right?
Why? Why does the government allow half of the things that they allow to get through? Because the vegetable oil companies dump tens of millions of dollars into re-election campaigns every year.
Yeah.
Because they own the people that make businesses. The laws, like the energy industry, like the petroleum industry, like the pharmaceutical industry.
The good oils.
The people who make the law. The good oils that people used before there was heart disease. Remember, heart disease has only been around for a little over 100 years. Are the extra virgin, coconut oil, palm oil, peanut oil, and most animal oils. Because except for the olive oil, these oils can handle high temperatures without breaking down into toxic compounds.
All right, word to the wise. Check it out, the entire program every week with Jack on it at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.